没有真理的权威。
Is there an authority coming from truth?
有没有最高的主权？
And is there a supreme sovereignty?
一切的一切的一切的上面。
That a one who is above all things.
那么掌管整个宇宙。
Then he is in charge of the whole universe.
掌管整个历史。
In charge of the whole history.
掌管整个民族。
In mastership of the whole nation.
掌管整个社会。
Also in control of society.
掌管每一个个人。
In control of each and every individual.
如果有的话。
If there is.
请问那个权威在哪里？
Then where is that authority?
那个权威是谁？
Who is that authority?
我们为什么要听？
Why is that we must listen?
那你明白了吗？
You understand now?
啊，这就是我们要慢慢把这个思想架构建立起来以前。
So before you build up this structure of thought,
你看见的很清楚的一个图画。
You want to see a very clear picture.
另外一方面。
On the other hand,
今天有许多许多的人。
Today there are a lot of people,
他们根本不相信他以外有更好的权威。
Fundamentally, they do not believe that other than themselves, they have a better authority.
他们以为自己所知道的够了。
They thought that what they know is sufficient.
自己所经历的已经够了。
What they experience is sufficient.
自己所推敲、所研究的都是够的。
What they interfere and also what they speculate is important.
所以他们就抗拒任何的权威。
So they resist any kind of authority.
那这些人
，these kind of people，
一定不是普通人。
Surely they are not common people.
是什么人呢
？What are they？
是很聪明的人。
Those are very intelligent.
只有很聪明的人才以为他不需要有别人再来干涉他。
Only those who are very clever will feel that they do not need intervention coming from others.
只有很有经验的人才感觉到不必再有人来劝告他。
Only for those who are very experienced feel that they do not need any advices from others.
这些人就把自己当作就是最后的权威。
These people feel that they are the last authority.
所以他们就不听别人。
So they do not listen to others.
但是历史告诉我们。
But history would tell us.
有许多的人呢，结果就以为自己的聪明就掉在自己的坑里面。
But a lot of people, they feel themselves as intelligent, but they fall into the trap of their own intelligence.
就中国人说的，聪明反被聪明误。
So the intelligent actually entrapped by their own intelligence.
结果等他就悟的时候。
So when they start come to understanding.
他发现完蛋了。
They find it is finished.
时间过去了。
The time has passed.
青春过去了。
The youth has passed.
机会过去了。
And the opportunity has gone.
那我告诉你。
I want to tell you.
不单人个别的生命是这样。
Not only as man, as individual, such the case.
整个世界历史是这样。
Even the history of the whole world is such.
所以呢，我曾经在几年前。
So a few years ago, I have
在印尼卡加马塔大学讲一篇的东西。
In Indonesia, Kajamata University, I spoke a sermon.
我用同样的题目
，with the same theme.
我在莫斯科又讲这个道理。
And also preach the same thing in Moscow.
在圣彼得堡，我再讲这个道理。
In St. Petersburg, I preach that.
后来在美国有一个教会，我又讲这个道理。
And later on, there's a church in America. Also, I preach the same thing.
后来被整理起来。
So after I have constructed again,
变成一篇的文章
，become an article.
就是。愚蠢的世纪
The foolish century
20世纪是一个很笨的世纪
20th century is a very foolish century
当我这样借这样的定义的时候
When I make such a definition of that
有很多人说你有没有搞错啊
A lot of people feel that are you wrong
20世纪是这样进步的世纪
20th century is so advanced and progressive
科学这样发达的世纪
Science is so advanced
为什么你说20世纪是一个很笨愚蠢的世纪
Why is that you say that 20th century is a very foolish century
当然我不是一个随便讲一句好像骂人的话就逃走就不负责任
Of course I'm not someone who just throw the words like I'm rebuking and I run away
因为20世纪已经变成19世纪的奴仆
Because 20th century have been enslaved by the 19th century
而且是自动甘愿的把自己交给19世纪让19世纪的奴役
And it is 20th century willingly give himself up to the 19th century to be enslaved by it.
20th century, 人类差不多用60年的时间
20th century, people have spent about 60 years
来实行共产主义
to practice communism.
而共产主义是19世纪的东西
But communism is the product of 19th century.
20世纪人类用30年的时间
In 20th century, people use 30 years
来实行 存在主义
to practice existentialism.
而存在主义是十九世纪的。
But then existentialism is a product of 19th century.
二十世纪也差不多用四十年的时间。
19th century also spent about 40 years
来推行逻辑实证主义
to practice positivism.
而逻辑实证主义是十九世纪的。
And logical positivism is a product of 19th century.
换一句话说呢
？In other words,
当二十世纪的人不要上帝的时候
，When the 20th century people do not want God,
他们就不知道要怎么走
，They do not know where to go。
他们相信十九世纪的知识分子最有智慧的人可以带领我们。
They believe that the intellectual of the 19th century can lead us。
所以呢，就把十九世纪的东西带到二十世纪来，甘愿做十九世纪的奴仆。
So that they import the thought of 19th century and being enslaved by the 19th century thought。
所以呢，我说二十世纪是十九世纪的奴隶。
And that's why I say 20th century is a slave of the 19th century.
当他们这么做的时候，只有一个原因。
When they do such, there's only one single reason.
因为他不相信上帝的主权。
Because they do not believe in God's sovereignty.
我自己做主。
I want to be my master.
无神论。
So the atheist,
进化论。
The evolutionist,
共产主义。
The communist,
无神存在论。
The atheistic existentialism,
逻辑实证论。
And the positivism,
这是整个二十世纪最主流的文化。
So this is the mainstream of the 20th century culture.
都是反对上帝的。
They go against God.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为上帝啊，你老人家退休好了，不要管我。
Because God, you're old man, you better retire. Don't interfere us.
因为我自己是足够聪明智慧的处理自己。
Because I'm intelligent enough to deal my own matters.
所以结果
，So finally,
1917年。
1917,
第一个共产主义的国家成立了，就是苏俄。
The first communist country came into being, that's Russia.
到了1989年的时候。
So when it came to 1989,
72年以后。
72 years later,
Berlin 的墙倒下来。
When the Berlin Wall collapsed,
有不久有苏联解散。
And later on, this Russia, also Soviet Union, also collapsed.
中国共产党，名叫共产党。开始用资本主义的办法来改头换面，重新整他们的政治。
Communism in China, even though outwardly they are called communism, but yet they use the capitalist method to revamp their whole mechanism.
你现在问说中国是不是共产
国家？ You want to ask that today is China is a communist country?
你说是啊，中国是共产党一党专政的一个政治国家。
Yes, it is also a nation with single party that is communism.
那你问说，请问呢，江泽民这个。邓小平还有这些朱镕基到底是不是真正诚实的共产主义的信徒
So you want to ask 邓小平江泽民还是朱镕基 Are they the true communists
是不是啊
Are they
答案不是
The answer is no
他们已经知道共产主义的理论没有办法带到中国来使中国变成富强的国家
They already know that communist theory cannot bring to this China to be practiced to bring them to a successful nation
所以他们已经改头换面
So they have changed
但是名称还在那里
The name is still there
所以呢世界的东西
So things of the world
没有永恒的价值
Nothing with eternal value
人反对上帝
When men go against God
也没有办法自己走出一条真正的路
And there's no way for them to find a right path for themselves.
这一次我们的主题
So the theme for today
就提到神的主权
Mention about sovereignty of God
那么这几天所讲的
So what you're going to say for this few days
跟我在台北在香港在印尼讲一定不一样的
It will be compared and differently from what I preached spoken in Taipei, Hong Kong, Indonesia
我们从不同的角度
Because we want to examine from different perspectives
来看第一个主题的重要性
To see the importance of the theme
The sovereignty of God
神的主权
你说我连上帝存在都还没有找到证据，你还要我相信一个有主权的上帝
？So I don't even have found the true proof of the existence of God. How can you? I believe that there's something from God. You say.
所以你说我对这个没有兴趣。
So I'm not interested in that. You say.
但正像我刚才讲的
，But as what I said just now，
无论你兴趣没有兴趣
，No matter you're interested or not，
当你听进去以后呢
，But after you heard and put in your heart，
一定在你生命中间产生影响。
In your life is going to influence and affect you.
因为真理本身有刺激的力量。
Because truth has a strength to stimulate.
真理的本身有光照的功能。
Truth has a function to illuminate.
真理的本身又有改造人思想架构的那个魄力在。
Truth also has that vitality to transform your mind.
所以呢，我们一定 要把上帝的话传出来。
So we must preach the word of God.
但当我们提到上帝的主权的时候
，So when you talk about the sovereignty of God，
你就问我你是根据什么来看这个事情
？You want to ask me based on what you want to deem discuss on this？
明天我要跟大家讲不同的眼光怎么看不同的世界。
And tomorrow I'm going to discuss with you from different perspective how would they examine the world？
什么意思呢
？What do you mean？
同样一个世界
，the same world，
有的人看。
Some perceive it,
别人看
Some other perceive it,
看出不一样的东西
They see different things.
为什么同样的世界有许多人看出不同的东西
Why is it the same world, different people perceive it differently?
因为他们的眼光啊
Because their view
有不同的那个角度来看
The view was from different angle
不同的那个这个色彩来看
A different color.
所以这个呢就是呢世界观的问题
So that is the world view problem
那么谈到世界观的时候就谈到一种哲学的最基本的前提
So when you talk about world view that is the most fundamental premises of philosophy
英文叫做 world view
In English called world view
德文叫做 Welt and Schauung
Welt and Schauung
所以德文的 Welt and Schauung 跟英文的 world view 是一样的
So this word and also in German and also in English is the same
就是你怎样看这个世界
How do you look at the world
好、现在我想明天的事情我现在就今天讲好了
I will talk about that now actually
如果你是一个人
If you are a person
那你的眼睛在哪里啊
Where is your eye
在相当高的地方对不对
Quite high、
如果你是一条虫
If you are a worm
你的眼睛在哪里啊
Where will be your eye
在差不多地平面上
Where in the horizon
sea
level
如果你是一只狗呢
If you are a dog
你眼睛就比地面更高一点点
So your eyes are a bit higher than the ground
我再问你
And I ask you
如果你是一只老鹰呢
If you are an eagle
那你眼睛在哪里
Where will be your eyes
当然在头上谁不知道
Of course upon the head you know
你的眼睛在很高很高的地方对不对呢
It's very high up there
所以老鹰在很高的地方
So the eagle is flying high up there
我现在问你
And I ask you now
用老鹰的眼睛看世界
To use a pair of eyes of the eagle to look at the world
跟用狗的眼睛看世界
And as compared to the dog's eyes
一样不一样
Is that the same
你开始觉悟了哈
So you begin to understand now
我很喜欢你们有所觉悟
So I like you to understand
那你们就离开狗世界了
So you leave the world of the dog
你懂吗
So you understand
我再问了
And I ask you again
你一只狗眼睛很大狗的眼睛比老鹰眼睛是更大的
You know the eyes of the dog is bigger than the eagles
而且晚上还会发亮的
And even at night it shines
But 狗的眼睛多大你问到的你看到什么
No matter how big the eyes of the dog is You ask what do you see
狗看到什么
What does the dog see?
一天到晚看到人的裤子
Day and night see only the pants
对不对狗怎么可能就是看到你的裤子
No matter what they will see your pants
那当他看上面的时候疲倦他又看着又在看到裤子
When he looks up tired you look up again
走来走去
Moving around
看到裤子
Only see the pants
看到椅子的脚
And the legs of the chair
看到草
And the grasses
但是他要看的不是裤子
What he wants to see is the pants
他要看的是有没有骨头给他啃
What you want to see is whether it's a bone or not.
所以当狗看到，一块骨头掉下来。
So when the dog see a bone coming,
马上跑过去，
要去 jump and then grab it.
这个就是他的兴趣。
This is its interest.
你明白我的意思了
？So you understand now.
人是不是看裤子啊
？Man, do we just see pants?
你看你隔壁的人，你看什么
？When you see the next neighbor, what do you see?
你看到什么？
脸哦。
什么脸？当然看脸。
Of course, you look at the face.
怎么看脚
？But you don't see the leg.
你看脸的什么？看壁纸吗？
你 just stare at the nose?
你们看隔壁的，你看一下。
So you look at the neighbor.
看一下，看一下，看你看什么
？What do you see?、
看什么
？What do you see?
一定先看眼睛，对不对
？Of course, you look at the eyes.
你不会说，你既然我看到你牙齿，看。
You will see I look at the teeth.
你不会说，我看你鼻孔里面什么东西。
Your nose.
你一定看眼睛，对不对
？You look at the eyes.
所以我告诉你啊
，I tell you，
人看人的时候
，man when they see man，
就从眼界去看的。
From eyes,
所以同样看这个世界
，the same thing you look at the world.
狗看这个世界看了十多年以后
，for the dog to look at the world for decades.
如果他会写文章
，if it can write,
他就会告诉你今天多少只脚我看见了。
You say today how many legs I see?
今天几个骨头我找到。
You find the bones I found.
你什么都看不见。
It doesn't see anything.
那么人呢
？Man
就不一样了。
It's different.
因为人有更高境界的视野
，because we have a higher viewpoint.
那老鹰呢？
Eagles,
老鹰不一样的。
Eagles different.
如果你没有研究生物学，
if you never study biology,
你以为所有动物都一样。
You thought all animals are same.
我告诉你，上帝造人的眼睛，
so when God created man's eyes,
是水平线阔度最宽的。
It is the highest of the angles of horizon.
而且比那个最好的照相机调整那个这个 distortion 叫什么？
扭曲。
调节扭曲。的功能最大
and also has the most powerful function to adjust the distortion.
你看哦
you see,
一匹马
when
眼睛这边
horse,
一个眼睛那边
one eye here, one eye the other side.
一只鱼
when the fish,
眼睛一个这个一个那个
one eye here, one eye there.
这边看的哪边看不见
what you see from this side, you cannot see from that side.
哪边看的这边看不见
what you see from the other side, you cannot see from this side.
那人呢
Man,
人眼个两只两个向前
two eyes in front.
所以人一看的时候
when man sees,
就差不多一百七十度
about 170 degree wide
就是上帝特别奇妙
that's very marvelous for God
虽然人的爪没有像狮子那么利
even though our this nails is not as sharp as a claw of the lion
人的牙没有像这个老虎那么尖
and our teeth are not as sharp as the tigers
人的身体没有像这个狮虎霸这样壮
and our body is not as strong as those animals
但是我们有两件
but there are two things
第一 one 我们眼睛向前看的时候
when our eyes look forward
两边什么危险一来我们就发现
when the danger comes from two sides we know
就是科学家没办法明白
this was something scientists can understand
第二样
the second
我们有脑
where the brain
想出用什么办法对付不同的仇敌
you think about things how we deal with different enemies
所以人的视野
so our horizon
因为两个眼睛宽到差不多170度
because our angle of sight is about 170 degrees
180度变成一个直线的
So because 180 degrees become a straight line.
我们可以看170度，这是照相机没有办法。
We can see about 170 degrees, not something capable of camera.
所以你的广镜头扩镜、扩镜、广镜 wide angle.
So your wide angle is from a camera.
这个以后就 distortion.
After you take it, it distorted.
变 fish eye.
And fish eyes.
我告诉你
，I tell you,
上帝造鹅啊。
When God has created goose,
鹅的眼睛不同在哪里
？The goose eyes was different.
鹅看人很小的。
It see people as small.
所以鹅走来的时候。
So when the goose come,
你这么大
you are so big,
鹅看你这样小
but to see you only small,
所以他勇敢走来
So it's very brave to come.
狗看见你这么大他跑掉鹅不跑掉的
So when the dog see you, you run by that goose.
你跑来了
The goose,
为什么呢
Why?
因为他的眼睛呢是不一样的
Because his eye structure is different.
他跟每个人小的不得了
See everybody is small.
这个科学发现的
Scientists have discovered that.
所以呢他看得不一样
It see differently.
那老鹰呢
Eagle,
老鹰更不一样了。
All the more different.
老鹰在差不多3000公尺的天上飞的时候
，The eagle when it's flying at about 3000 kilometers away,
它飞，忽然间它看见一只小鸡。
Suddenly we see a small chicken.
3000公尺上面
，3000 kilometers,
怎么看见个小鸡
？How would you see a small chicken?
原来老鹰的眼睛有 zoom 的功能啊。
And this that the eyes of eagle has the zoom function.
我第一次知道，我吓死了。
The first time we really, I was
talking right.就一只鸡在他面前这样
you can zoom and the eye appears
那只鸡是在3000公尺的下面
the chicken actually 3000 kilometers away
到现在 Leica, Yashica, Canon, Nikon 没有办法做这种镜头出来
even until today these type of cameras cannot produce a lens
这老鹰飞的是一只鸡在这边
so the eagle flies and can zoom even the prey
它的胃酸就出来了
and then it has the secretion
口水就流了
And the saliva comes.
他说我已经42个钟头还没有吃饭呢。
For 40 hours I've not eaten anything.
感谢上帝，维他命来了。
Praise God, vitamin comes.
他的这个翅膀啊
，and even the wings
加速空气的时候
，and when
就降下来
，you just come down.
如果飞机这样就死了。
If the plane would fly this manner, you come accident.
人多么厉害
，no matter how intelligent man
are, 没有办法像上帝那样。
You wanna be like God.
所以这个老鹰冲下来的时候
，so when 一个在 zoom
那个速度啊。
And that speed,
比他的身体的长度啊
，and as compared to the length of the body,
是任何最伟大的飞机50倍的厉害
，50 times better than a plane.
你看飞机飞的时候
，when a plane flies,、
慢慢飞上去
，slowly the climb.
苍蝇呢，就飞上去
，but a fly no, just
对不对？ 所以没有人可以那么做法。
No one can do such manner.
那么上影下来就下来了。
The same thing with the sliding come down and letting down.
撞死了。
But not the plane.
啊，苍蝇的眼睛你知道吗
？So you know the eyes.
不一样
，is different too.
苍蝇的眼睛呢
？The eyes.
一个眼睛有四千个眼睛。
And also, one way we compound eye of four thousand.
这两个眼睛有八千个眼睛。
With two eyes, they have 8,000 eyes.
你们女孩子喜欢钻石，对不对
？You know, you as girl like diamonds.
Diamond is forever.
Diamond is forever.
所以你谈恋爱的时候，你给他花，他说明天就坏了。
So you don't want flowers.
你要香港的，我不要花，我要楼花。楼花就是 down payment of an apartment.
Oh, they don't want flower, they want a down payment for an apartment.
你给我什么花？楼花。
Down payment.
结婚的时候
，When they get married,
the diamond.
When a diamond,
最好的 diamond 呢
？The best diamond
是要看它怎样 cut.
You see how it's been cut?
Clear,
clear,
carat,
carat.
还有什么？志明知道不知道？Clearness, 还有 color, four C.
Color,
什么颜色
？Color,
多少重，多少大
？Carat,
干净不干净
？Clear,
怎样割法
？How be cut?
Four C 啊
，The four C's.
Color, carat,
clear.
Clearness, clarity, 还有 cut. 如果是苏联割的
，if the Russian cut,
什么价钱
？What price?
Amsterdam 割的
，Amsterdam cut,
什么价钱
？What price?
马来西亚的
，Malaysian cut,
便宜一点
，very cheaper.
好，我告诉你哈
，But I tell you,
最伟大的钻石的 cut 就是苍蝇的眼睛。
The best cut of that kind of cut is the eye of a fly.
因为上帝造造的眼睛有四千个不同的平面。
Because God has created the eye with 40,000 facets,
所以你没有办法骗他的。
So with 4,000 facets, you cannot deceive it.
你说我从这里抓他
，You say I come from here.
他一定知道的。
It knows.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为没有一个角度的光线的改变会引起他的反应。
Because any single movement of the light from the eyes will.
证明你说我还是抓到他。
You say I can still catch it.
你不是厉害
，Not that you're good.
是因为他来不及逃。
Because it cannot have the time to run away.
看见了你的手来了
，You see your hand come.
来不及逃就给你抓到了。
You don't have the time to run away.
就是这样吧。
That's so.
啊，现在我告诉你
，I tell you，
老鹰怎么样
？The eagle.
老鹰的眼光比所有的动物的眼光
，as compared to all other animals，
更广。
Is wider.
因为它可以看到几公里外面。
You can see the kilometers
away. 几十公里外面。
And tens of kilometers away.
几千公尺下面。
And also tens of kilometers down.
地上一条虫
，a small worm，
没有人看见。
No one sees.
它在200公尺。
200 kilometers away.
差不多70层楼上面。
About 70 stories.
他就看一条虫在。
Can you see a worm? And it comes down catch it.
所以当老鹰抓鸡的时候
，So when the eagle catches chicken,
它不会叭叭叭叭叭抓不到。
你问那里有
别的事情，
那
就给它跑掉了。
No, you're not afraid.
没有这个事情。
No,
它一定，一定抓到了。
It's surely you will get.
哇，比你射箭更准。
Better than the arrow.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他眼光不一样。
Because the eyesight.
那我今天讲这些啊。
When I say this,
你说很有趣味，很有趣味。
You say interesting.
我不是讲这些啊。
I'm not saying all these things.
我讲老鹰不是讲老鹰。
I'm not talking about eagle.
我讲狗不是讲狗。
I'm talking about dog. It's not dog.
我要讲什么
？What I'm going to say.
你用什么眼光看世界
？With what kind of sight you view the world?
你们年轻人
，When you're young,
参加这种聚会
，When I come to this kind of meeting,
真正吸收知识。
You truly want to absorb knowledge,
然后变成智慧
then become your wisdom.
你就从上帝的道
but it is from the word of God.
修习一生的功课
you want to learn a lifelong lesson.
是你高中、你大学老师没有办法给
It's something your teacher in a secondary school university cannot teach you.
今天我要问的一句话
today one thing I want to ask.
你用什么眼光看世界
with what kind of eye you view the world?
昨天我在我的教会
yesterday in my church,
1000多人的听到
1000 people came.
我说什么呢
I told them.
我从神的宝座看世界。
From the authority of God's throne, I want to see the world.
我再讲啊。
I want to more than I say.
我唐崇荣。
I Stephen Tong.
从神的宝座看世界。
From God's throne, I see the world.
你无论跟我谈什么。
No matter you what subject you talk to me.
最后我用上帝的宝座来看。
Finally, I want to view it from God's throne.
那你说唐牧师带我上去好不好
？You say, Pastor Tong, bring me up there.
我在你旁边一同看。
So I will look up together with you.
这就是信心。
That's your faith.
我们谈神的主权
When you talk about God's sovereignty,
我就是要教导这一代的青年
I want to teach young people this generation.
用神的眼光来看一切的。
With the view of God, you want to see all things.
你说我不习惯。
You say I'm not used to that.
那就谈这些没有用，每天有饭吃就好了。
It's useless to talk about this thing as long as my stomach is filled.
我告诉你，每天有饭吃好了。蚂蚁也是这样讲的。
To be filled with the stomach, the ants say the same thing.
老鼠也是每天有饭吃就好了。
The same thing with this mouse.
狗也是每天有饭吃就好了。就好了。
The same thing with the dog.
所有动物就是每天有饭吃就好了。
All the animals will feel that if their food today is good enough.
你是人。
But you're a man.
人是按照上帝的形象样式造。
Human being is created after the image of God.
所以人不可以有吃就够了。
So we cannot be satisfied just because we have food.
我们被造有先知性的功能。
We are created with prophetic function.
这句话只有归正神学才想出来。
Only the reformer will say that.
Prophetic concept, prophetic idea, the prophetic ability to estimate everything.
先知性的眼光来测古一切，
所以上帝造亚当。
So when God created Adam,
他都把亚当带到所有动物的面前
，and bring Adam to all animals.
亚当
，Adam，
你给他起名
，whatever name you give.
亚当就叫狗来
，and now Adam asked dog to come.
狗
，you're a dog.
那狗就是狗了
，and dog is dog.
狗的名字是人给的，不是他自己的。我叫狗，没有的。
And the name of dog come because man named it, not because it named itself.
那么长颈鹿来。
So when giraffe come,
让他说这颈项这么长，长颈鹿。
Giraffe,
我告诉你，今天呐、啊，狗还不知道它是狗呢。
Today even dog wouldn't know that they are dog.
它只知道它是它。
Only that it knows it is it.
它不知道它是狗。
It doesn't know it is dog.
那狗是狗，是人叫的。
So dog is dog because man named it.
猫是猫，是人叫。
A cat is cat because man named it.
那么当亚当把所有的动物起名的时候，到底这句话的背后，圣经要教导我们什么
？So when Adam named all these things, what is the teaching lesson from the Bible of this?
Man is the interpreter of all things.
人乃是一切事物的诠释者。
2600年前
2600 years ago,
希腊的哲学家
，the Greek philosopher,
名叫。
The name?
Protagoras.
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 他讲一句话。
He said,
Homo mensura. Homo mensura, 希腊文的意思是什么？
The meaning in Greek is,
Man is the measure of all things.
人乃是一切的衡量者。
人是万物的衡量。
Man is the measure of all things.
但是这些话对不对？今天不解释。
But whether this statement is right or not, we're going to interpret today.
我教哲学几十年。
I've taught philosophy for decades.
我的结论是在神的话语之下，原来人笨得要命。
My conclusion is that in the word of God, man is so foolish.
所以我敢对世界最聪明的人讲道。
So I dare to preach the most clever people in the world.
不管他拿几个博士。
No matter how many PhDs he has.
就神的道高过人的道。
Because God's word is higher than man's word.
圣经第一段开始。
In the very first passage of the Bible,
最先那几章
and the first few chapters,
就推翻了 Protagoras 的理论。
It also had the rejected Protagoras.
圣经说什么呢？
The Bible says,
Man is the interpreter of all things.
人乃是一切的诠释者。
上帝说人
is a man.
我交给你
，I'll give it to you.
你解释世界
，You interpret the world.
所以人就称呼万有的名。
So man name all things.
人就研究大自然。
Man study the nature.
这样。在基督教真理影响下的国家，就科学大大发展。
So then, nation under the influence of Christianity advances in the sciences.
因为他明白，神在人之上。
Because they understand God is above man.
人在物之上。
Man is above things.
大家说一二三，
神在人之上，人在物之上，
这样物在人之下。
So then things are below man.
人在神之下。
Man is below God.
大家再说。
物在人之下，人在神之下。
你这个观念完全清楚了。
So when you totally is clear about this concept,
你就在宇宙中间找到自己的地位。
So then you find your own position in the whole universe.
我告诉你很可惜。
It's very strange, you know?
很多人。
Very pitiful.
到死的时候。
People, when they come to the time when they die,
他还不知道做人为什么。
Some don't even know what the purpose for them to live.
做人什么意义？
What's the meaning of life?
人的地位在哪？
What's the position of man?
但是当他的孩子对他没有礼貌的，他会生气。
But when the children are ill-mannered to them, they get angry.
因为他知道是我在你之上，你在我之下。
Because they know that I'm above you and you are below me.
那么人一神呢，他就不懂。
But for man to God, they do not know this relationship.
最不懂的就是毛泽东。
The one who is the most ignorant is Mao Zedong.
因为他说神在我之下。
He said that God is below me.
人定胜天。
Man is the one that determines all things.
你看见没有呢？所以他把上帝放在他下面。
So he put God below him.
他的上帝观。
So his view of God.
世界观。
His view of the world.
就乱了。
Is confused.
他把自己当作神。
He deemed himself as God.
他就随便对待自己的百姓。
So he was simply deal with his own people.
所以当一个政治家把自己当作神的时候。
So when a politician deemed himself as God.
那个百姓就受不必要的痛苦。
And then his people will suffer unnecessarily.
那讲了一大堆以后呢
？After we talk all,
你慢慢慢慢就把这些东西牵连起来。
Slowly you want to put all these things together now.
你们回去想，哇，好在有马哈蒂尔做了几十年。
Oh, luckily we have马哈蒂尔 have a rule for so many years.
退休的好在他交给阿卜拉。
So he retired. The good that he put the baton to Badawi.
如果不是 Badawi, 是安瓦什么？
Ibrahim
Anwar 怎么办呢
？If it's Anwar, what are you going to do?
如果 Anwar 起来
，If it's Anwar,
可能对中国人不好。
Maybe no good to Chinese.
但是马来人说，如果 Anwar 起来，对马来人很好。
But the Malay will say maybe Anwar is good for the Malays.
你管你中国人不中国人，马来人要紧。
So I don't care whether Chinese or not. Malay is more important.
马来人是最多数的嘛
？Malay is the majority. You say
马来人受很多的苦吗
？Because they suffer in the past.
你们华人都比较有钱嘛
？So you Chinese are more rich.
现在让马来人翻身。
So let the Malay come.
所以呢，当他这样讲的时候
，So when they say this，
那么你就听见 Badawi 讲一句话。
You see Badawi say one thing.
I'm the prime minister of all tribes, not only for one tribe, not only for one kind of people.
我是马来西亚全民的这个首相，不是一个民族的首相。
感谢上帝。
You say praise God，
像中国人差不多了，华人差不多了。
So the Chinese are well in position。
所以呢，你无论如何
，No matter what，
你会注意到
，You will pay attention to
幸福
，the happiness，
权柄
，authority，
统治者
，the one who is managed，
政治
，the politics，
跟你的关系
，its relationship with you，
你没办法捕捉。
You have to pay attention to
福音派的基督徒
，to the evangelicals，
他们对神的主权不清楚。
As the sovereignty of God, they are not clear.
福音派的基督徒
，as the evangelicals,
对基督徒的政治责任也不清楚。
As the political duty of the Christian, they don't know.
福音派的基督徒
，the evangelicals,
传福音
，when a Christian
信主
，people come to Christ.
结果信了以后呢
，after they become Christians,
用怎样的圣经原则处理我与国家的关系，我与政府的关系，我与百姓的关系？都没有讲
出。What kind of biblical principle we use to deal with your relationship with the nation, with others? They're not clear.
所以我们提这个题目。
So we mention about this topic now.
我大家念一下好。
我念 read it.
神的主权与人
的
政治。好，现在我再从最基础的方面先解释一些事情。
So again, coming from very basic on the interpret something.
你相信有神吗
？Do you believe that there's God?
回答。
Answer.
你看过神吗
？Have you ever seen God？
你为什么相信所没有看见的
？Why do you believe something you've never seen before？
你为什么相信你没有看见
？Why do you believe something you've never seen before？
有一个人就说：“没有看见的东西，我才不信。
”There's someone who told me that the thing I've never seen, I wouldn't believe.
我问他说：“你看见过氧气没有
？”Have you ever seen oxygen as eyes？
你看过氧气吗
？Have you ever seen oxygen？
没有看过。
You've never seen。
好在没有看过。
It's good that you haven't seen。
如果氧气你能看见，你就看不见你的女朋友了。
If you can see oxygen, you cannot see your girlfriend。
因为氧气遮住，使她看不见你，你看不见。
Because your oxygen will block, so they cannot see your girlfriend. Your girlfriend cannot see you。
上帝造了能看的眼睛。
God created eyes that can
touch。上帝造了。不能被看见的空气
，and God also created this air that cannot be seen。
会不会你说因为空气看不见，所以我不相信有空气
？Would it be because this air is invisible that you don't believe it？
你很多东西没有看见
，many things that you don't see。
当我在这里讲话的时候
，so when I'm speaking here，
我的声音变成音波
，my sound becomes sound wave。
进到 microphone 变成磁波
，coming to what you can magnetic field。
磁波跟音波中间有那个这个。震动的这个物质的震动波
，and for the sound wave, the magnetic wave, there is a vibration.
磁波进了 amplifier 变成电波
，so when the magnetic wave come to the cavern, it become the electrical current.
电波跑到 speaker 又变成磁波
，so when the electric wave go to the magnetic amplifier, it comes to the magnetic
field again. 磁波再跑到 speaker 的 coil 又变成震波。
When it comes to the coil speaker, it becomes vibration again.
震波的时候就变成音波。
And after vibration comes sound.
那音波跑到你耳朵又变成震波。
And the sound will come to your ear, it becomes a vibration again.
你的耳朵里面
Your ears
震动的那个可能性大到什么地步
？The possibility of it to vibrate is so great.
大概从100到差不多15,000到20,000。
From about 100 to about 10,000 to 20,000.
每个人不一样。
Different people different.
什么叫做两万呢
？Going to 20,000.
就是一秒钟。
That is in 1 second.
两万次。
It vibrate 20,000 times.
你的有六七次，对不对
？You only vibrate a few times with the lips.
而且现在科学就发现，人的耳朵里面的
，even scientists discovered in our ears
有三块很小的尖尖的，好像脆骨头一样
，very small bones, three pieces，
可以把你的声音的传来传去
，it will pass the sound here then，
那么整波就变成你的脑波
，the vibration now turn to your brainwave，
脑波变成理性波
，and brainwave changes the intellectuality，
理性波变成你的知识。
And become your knowledge.
而且知识放在你里面的时候
，and when it's been stored in the brain,
好像你东西放在你的仓库
，like your thing being stored in the storeroom.
你今天听我讲话，你记得，两年你有记得，你到底放在哪个仓库
？After I have told you, then you heard it. That 2 years, where do you store it?
你的脑波怎么组织
？How your the brain waves got constructed?
这些你都没有看见
，you don't see all these things.
为什么你相信
？Why do you believe?
一个不相信上帝的
，the one who doesn't believe in God,
故意。
You want to intentionally. You want to go against God.
你说我没有看见，所以我不相信。
You say I haven't seen, I don't believe.
我告诉你
，I tell you，
你太多没有看见的东西。
There's so many things you don't see.
当电线
，when the wire
里面有电流的时候
，when there's current coming through it，
你从来没有看见电流怎么走的。
You never see how current flows.
你把电线放在照相机下面，你
关了 camera，
你照一万次都看不见电线里面的电流怎么走。
10,000 times you take a shot, you cannot see how the current flows。
你说我看不见，所以我不相信。
那些 I've not seen, I don't believe。
那我把它打开了，你摸一摸好不好
？So when I open it up, what do you touch it？
你说我信了，死了。
So you touch it, you believe, you die。
所以你不能说我看不见的，我就不相信。
So you cannot see that those things are invisible, I don't believe。
基督徒说
，So as a Christian,
我们是凭信心。
With faith，
不是凭眼见
，not with sight。
啊，现在我问你
，I ask you，
你妈妈是你的妈妈
，Your mother is your mother，
你怎么知道
？How do you know？
我问你啊，你不要笑，我等于问你。
爸爸告诉我的。
爸爸告诉你，那你爸爸是你爸爸，你怎么知道？
妈妈告诉我的。
哇，这个人真的很聪明啊。你爸爸告诉你
，So your mother tell you，
我是你爸爸
，I'm your father，
你就相信了
，Do you believe？
是不是
？Yes。
我现在告诉你，我是你爸爸，我是你爸爸，
面孔不像啊，
面孔不像了
，The face is the same。
你像你爸爸吗？你也不像，我告诉你
，Are you like your father？
所以这个里面有一个重要的东西，不是凭眼见，凭信心。
So it's not actually by sight, but by faith.
好，现在我要跟大家读一段的圣经。
So I have to read a passage to you.
大家打开《使徒行传》第十七章。
Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传第十七章。这是很重要的一章。
Acts chapter 17 is very important here.
保罗在当时全世界文化最高的城市对哲学家辩论。
Paul at that time at the highest culture place in the world, he was debating with someone.
他讲什么呢
？What did he say?
讲上帝主权的问题。
Talking about God's sovereignty.
第22节。
Verse number 22.
保罗站在亚六巴谷当中。
Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus,
so,
and said,
众位雅典人啊
，Men of Athens,
我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。
I see that in every way you are very religious.
我游行的时候
，For as I walk around,
观看你们所敬拜的
，And look carefully at your object of worship,
遇见一座坛
，I never find altar,
上面写着为色之神。
To an unknown God.
你们所不认识而敬拜的。
Now what did you worship as something unknown?
我现在告诉你们。
I'm going to proclaim to you.
好，现在你不要关掉啊。
So don't close it first.
圣经不要关掉。
Don't close it first.
保罗呢，在雅典。
Paul in Athens.
他走来走去。
He was walking around.
糟糕了。
Now.
原来这个苏格拉底、柏拉图、阿里斯多德 世界最聪明的哲学家教导人的这个城市原来迷信的半死。
That in this city whereby Socrates, Plato, Socrates teach they are so superstitious.
凡事敬拜鬼神。
Everything they worship.
什么叫做凡事？
Whatever they worship in all things.
天有天神，地有地神，还有海神。
There's a heaven god, there's a sea god, there's an earth god.
山有山神。
There's a mountain god.
湖有湖神。
And there's a lake god.
灶有灶神。
And also stove, there's a god for stove.
天堂天宫，土地土地宫。
So there are all kinds of gods.
什么神都拜。
All kinds of god they worship.
后来这些雅典人说。
So the Athenian says.
什么神我都拜了。如果有一个我忘记拜他生气怎么办？
I worship all god. It's one I want to neglect and they get angry. What I'm going to do?
什么神都拜了。
I worship all God now.
如果我漏掉一个神怎么办？
If there's one that I neglected, what am I doing?
原来这些神的力量都小，那个我忘记拜的最大的权柄怎么办？
So I know the power of this God that I worship. What happens to that God I forget to worship?
所以他们就怕起来。
So they're afraid.
怕起来以后。
When they're afraid,
他就想一定有一个神哦。
There must be a God.
说我还不知道，因为我的知识有限吗？
That I have not known yet because I'm limited my knowledge.
这个神那个神拜拜拜，少拜一个麻烦怎么办？
So you worship all God, but one you neglect.
日本人也是一样。
And we think with Japan,
日本人一大堆神拜拜，到最后呢，蒋介石死了，他也加一个蒋神。
And with the Japanese, they worship all kind of God. After 蒋介石 had passed away, they also worship him.
因为蒋介石
，because 蒋介石
第二次世界大战以后
and after Second World War,
他说我原谅日本。
He said, "I forgive the Japanese."
日本人那个时候有这么伟大的人
，He's such a great figure. He says,
也把他当作神来拜。
Also worship as a god.
那中国人呢
？The Chinese.
我们拜关公。
We worship 关公。
我们拜孔明。
And also 孔明。
我们拜孔子。
And also Confucius.
我有的拜张飞。
And 张飞。
有的拜雷公。
And the thunder god.
那什么公？雷公、地公、土地公、公公、关公，什么公都拜。
So we worship all kind of gods.
好，那么雅典人说呢？
The Athenian says,
如果有一个我不知道的，我没有拜怎么办
？If there's a god whereby in my ignorance I never worship, what am I going to do?
所以
，so
那一位我又不认识他
，and that one I don't know.
他就做一个坛
，so they build an altar.
下面写什么
？And the inscription is
unknown god.
不认识的神，
我还不认识你是谁。
Unknown God,
我拜你。
I worship you,
我不认识你。
I don't know you,
我怕你生气。
So I'm afraid I'll get angry.
他们就拜一个还不认识。
So they worship unknown God.
那保罗走来走去
，Paul walking around,
看见有个 unknown God.
See, in scripture say unknown God.
You don't know, I know, I tell you.
你不知道，我知道，我告诉你。
所以保罗就从这一方面传福音了。
So through here, Paul preached.
保罗讲了这几句以后
，And after Paul said this,
他说我现在告诉你们
，I want to tell you now,
一位神
，Is this a God?
创造宇宙和其中万物的上帝
，The God who has made the world and everything in it，
大家都既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。哇，这是有关神论里面。全本圣经最重要、最简要，也是最周全的一个直接的叙述。
And this is the most concise and succinct doctrine of God's statement in the Bible.
这个地方在哪里啊
？Where is this place?
在雅典。
Athen.
1977年的时候。
In 1977.
我自己去找这个地方。
So I went to find this place.
我在哪里祷告
？There I was praying.
上帝啊
，God，
你的仆人。保罗
，Your servant Paul，
将近2000年前
，About 2000 years ago，
在这里传道
，In this place he preached，
有这样的方法
，With this kind of method，
有这样的智慧
，This kind of wisdom，
有这样的能力
，This kind of power，
求你也赐给我
，Also bless me with that。
这个事情我不讲，因为这个人的事情
，This is my personal thing of course。
我要解释这个话
，On the interpreters，
雅典人啊
，The Athenians，
你们所不认识的神
，The God that is unknown，
我现在告诉你
，I proclaim to you now，
这个神是谁啊
？Who is that God？
创造。天地万物以及所有事物的那一位神
，The God who created the world and everything in it，
神是谁
？Who is God?
Creator，
创造者，
创造者
is a creator，
才是神
，He is God。
大家说一二三，
创造者才是神，
这个是第一个定义哈。
So that's the first definition，
创造者
，the creator
才是神。
Is God.
那么呢，在希伯来文里面
，So in Hebrew，
创造这个字
，and creator
是 what？ Bara，
Bara，
Bara 什么意思呢
？Bara what's the meaning？
从没有变成啥
create actually mineral.
我们小的时候
when we were young,
要来用纸做一条船
you want to do this fold a ship.
你玩过没有啊你玩过没有、
we'll、play that?
好了
paper boat.
搬到你来我做的我做的
so I make it you say
你怎么会做
How do you make it?
因为我很聪明
Because I'm intelligent.
如果没有这张纸你会不做不会
But without this paper can you make it?
所以你用已经有的纸
So with the paper that's there
来这气
You fold it
变成一条船
Because the boat
这个不是 barra
This is a barra
这个是什么呢这个叫做这来这气
That is you make someone something
不是创造你懂吗
Not create
创造是什么
Creation means
从没有
Creating from nothing
变成有
and become something
这个叫做创造
That's called creation
好现在你们读过这些的
So he who studied philosophy
听我讲下面的话
And listen to what I say
柏拉图的上帝
The God of Plato
是次等上帝
He is a secondary God
虽然他是世界历史最伟大的哲学家之一
Even though he's one of the greatest philosophers in the world
他说世界是被 Demiurge 造出来
He said the word created by Demiurge
D-E-M-I-U-R-G-EDemiurge.
The world is created by Demiurge.
So Demiurge 创造这个世界
Create this world.
然后你问柏拉图说
You ask Plato.
他用什么创造
With what he creates.
他用一大堆的物质来造山海地所以世界是 Demiurge 造的
He created a lot of this thing from the metals, the mountains, and the sea. That's Demiurge that created.
然后你再问柏拉图说
You ask Plato.
那这些一大堆物质
All these metals
是从哪里来的
From where that it comes.
柏拉图一生没有回答。
Plato in his whole life never answered.
我是教哲学的。
I teach philosophy.
我今天告诉你们的比较哈。
Now I want to tell you this comparison.
要叫你明白为什么圣经讲的跟人最聪明的头脑想出来不一样。
So to tell you what the man coming from the philosophy and also the Bible teaching different.
因为神启示。
Because God revealed.
神自己是神。
God that he is God.
所以他又是真理的本
来。And he is the subjectivity of truth.
所以他启示。
所以 review
你明白了哈
you understand
所以世界最伟大的思想家柏拉图
the greatest philosopher in the world Plato
他的神的创造是用原有的不知道从哪里来的一大堆的物质来做成这个世界
his God who creates something which is there that's a matter to this universe
而圣经第一章第一节第一段
but the Bible in the first chapter first verse you say
起初上帝创造天
In the beginning, God created the world.
用的字是 bara.
Use the word bara in Hebrew.
从没有变成有
Ex nihilo.
这拉丁文叫做 creatio ex nihilo.
Creation ex nihilo.
从没有创造变成有
Creating from nothing to something.
是保罗讲的时候
When Paul said this,
你们所不认识的神
the God that you don't know.
我告诉你
I proclaim to you.
这位神
this God
是创造一切天地万物的上帝。
He is the God that created the whole universe and things in it.
那么现在一个问题来了。
One question now.
就是英国的哲学家 Bertrand Russell 问的。
Bertrand Russell in Britain asked.
如果你问基督徒
，If you were to ask Christians,
世界哪里来的
？Where comes the world?
基督徒一定说上帝造的。
The Christian would say God create.
你再问基督徒
，And ask Christian again,
上帝谁造的
？Who create God?
基督徒、就不能回答了。
The Christian cannot answer.
所以呢，你不必怕基督徒。
So don't be afraid of Christians.
他们根本是。自言其说
They actually try to have a secular argument
他们没有回答
They cannot answer you
正像我刚才说柏拉图没有回答
Like what I said Plato never answered
我十七八岁的时候
When I was 17 or 18
我读这个 Bertrand Russell 的书
When I read Bertrand Russell's book
看到这一段
When I saw this
那一段是哪一本书写的
You know which book recorded that
Why I am not a Christian
为什么我不是基督徒
为什么我不做基督徒
Why I'm not a Christian
里面讲这话
He said that
如果你问基督徒
If you would ask Christian
世界哪里来的
Where comes the world
基督徒一定对你说
And they will tell you
上帝造的
God creates
你再问上帝谁造的
Who created God
基督徒就、
The Christian would not be able to answer
所以
So
基督教
Christianity
是不攻自破的宗教
They are having only secular argument
我看了以后呢
So after I read it
很多人说原来这样才对
That is only right What is it?
不要给基督徒骗了
Do not be deceived by Christians
但我看法不一样
But I see differently
因为我不是狗是老鹰
Because I'm an eagle not a dog
我一看的时候
What is that?
我就知道原来、这个 Bertrand Russell 笨得要死
I say Bertrand Russell is so stupid
因为他说什么
Because he said
你问基督徒
You ask Christians
上帝是谁造的
Who created God?
原来他的意思有被造的上帝
In his meaning, that is a creator God.
因为上帝是被造的嘛。
Because God is created.
对不对
isn't it?
上帝是谁造的，所以他观念在中中，这上帝是被造的。
So who created God in this concept? God is a creature.
哦，圣经所讲的是创造者，不是被造者。他已经笨到这个地步了。
But then what the Bible says, God is a creator, not a creature. He is the foolish.
你找到了没有？
So、you see?
如果你没有老鹰的眼睛，
if you don't have eagle's eye,
一天到晚看见人家的裤子、袜子臭臭的。
You only see the pants and the socks.
但你如果用上帝的宝座来看
，When you view it from God's throne，
所以我教哲学的时候
，So when I teach philosophy，
多伟大的哲学，我一个人看出来笨在哪里，笨在哪里。
No matter how great a philosophy， I see the foolishness。
所以我可以在这个美国的这个 UC Berkeley 最大的礼堂对他们演讲。
So whether in UC Berkeley the hall, I can preach them。
我可以对很有学问的哲学家辩论。
And even I can debate with the philosophers。
因为我发现神的道跟人的道不一样。
Because I find that God's word is different from man's word。
So Bertrand Russell 所想的上帝。
So Bertrand Russell's of God
是一个被造的，是谁造他
？Is a creature created God。
没有比这个更笨的人。
So this is most foolish。
所以我二十一岁开始。
So when I was 21,
发出挑战。
I want to challenge。
你们有什么问题问
？You have any question? Ask。
那从那个时候开始。
From henceforth，
每一年我答差不多7000到10000个问题。
So every year I answer 7,000 to 10,000 questions。
到今天我没有找到太难的问题。
So until today I have not found very difficult questions。
只有发现问的都很笨，就是。
And also found people who ask are foolish。
好，接着讲下去。
Now continually。
那创造天地万物的上帝。
Now the God who created heaven and earth。
他不住人所做的房子。
He didn't have to dwell in the temple made by man。
你想想看哦。
So you see。
哎呀，这个神对我很好。
This God is good to me。
有求必应。
And also answer my prayer。
我要孩子，他给我有孙子。
When I ask for children, they give me grandchildren。
我要钱，他给我发大财。
When I ask money, I'm prosperous。
我要顺利，他给我很多很多的地位。
And I want to be very prosperous, they give me position too。
所以这个神，我就替他盖一个庙。
So I built a temple for the God.
你明白吗？
So you understand?
所以凡是灵验的神都人家替他建庙。
So for this God to answer prayer, people build temple for them.
那个神说谢谢你替我建庙，不然我可以你会伤风的。
And that God will say that thank you, you build a good temple so I will catch a cold.
所以替神做庙。
So you build a temple for the God.
越做越大。
And bigger and bigger.
那么庙大了，这个神不大不好看嘛，也是要做大一点。
So when the temple is big, it's strive to be small, so you build a bigger,
更大的庙。
Bigger idol，
再把神做得更大。
And bigger temple you build，
所以这个神不能去走走，他就住在人给他住的地方。你住在这里，也不要跑。
So this God cannot go all around. You gotta dwell in man-made temple。
如果你跑，我来找你，你不在怎么办
？If you were to run away, I come and find you, cannot find you。
那个神就一直住在那边。
So it will dwell there。
到什么时候
？Until when？
到地震的时候，这个神掉倒下去。
Until earthquake，
或者到大水了，这个神给他冲去。
Oh, this is a flood。
所以泥菩萨过河，什么？自身，哎呀，你们很聪明。再次，第二章，泥菩萨过河，
过江，
自身难保，所以呢，水把它冲去了。
So for the earthen Buddha, they cannot protect themselves。
保罗说
，So Paul said，
我告诉你，你们不明白那位上帝。
The God that you don't understand，
他既然是创造天地万物
，Since he is the one who created heaven and earth，
他是天地的主
，He is the Lord of heaven and earth，
the Lord of the heaven and earth。
He is the Lord of heaven and earth,
the master of all his creation.
乃是他所创造之物的主宰。
主 ，Lord， 什么意思啊
？What do you mean?
神
，God，
主权
，has the sovereignty.
你慢慢吸收了。
So now slowly you want to absorb that.
接下去
，and continually
不住人手所造的殿。
He doesn't dwell in the temple built by man.
也不用人服侍他。
And just serve by man's hand.
好像缺乏什么
？As if he needs anything.
你把一堆东西带到神的面前来。
So when you bring something to God,
给你吃香蕉。
Give you bananas.
神说全世界的香蕉我做的，你给我吃香蕉。
God said I make all the bananas in the whole world. How can you give me bananas?
你听懂没有啊
？You understand that?
如果你慢慢懂这些道理啊
，You slowly understand all these truths.
你就知道宗教。不是把人带到上帝面前，宗教是人不认识神就用假神代替真神。
So you know that in religion is not that man that come to God, but then man is ignorant, and that's why view the creature as God.
那么有宗教的人说，我有神了，好了，够了，不要再妨碍我，不要干涉我，我不要你管我，因为我有我的神，你有你的神，你去你的神，我来我的神。
And those are religious say that I will have my God, don't intervene and interfere me. You worship my God, I worship my God.
为什么神有主权
？Why is the sovereignty with God?
因为他创造万有
Because he created all things.
所以他管理万有。
That's why he inside all things.
他富利万有。
Also he will provide for all things.
当我十多岁的时候。
When I was tens of years.
我读圣经读到一句话我感到很特别。
I read the Bible, there's a statement that struck me.
耶和华。
Jehovah.
你伸出了一手来。
When you stretch your hand.
天地树林里面的野兽都吃饱了。
The animal in the forest will be fed.
奇怪吗？
所以
你看有很多饿得半死的人在旁边讨饭，你没有看过一只蚂蚁讨饭没有
？You will find beggars begging for food, but not an ant.
有没有啊？你有没有看过蚂蚁？大家在那边跑，他在那边。
An ant that's begging among all ants.
有没有啊？啊，那个时候我想，哎呀，不过这样的人很可怜哦。
So I see that is strange.
万物就吃饱了。
Everything's fed by God.
所有的东西就吃饱了。
Everything's fed by God.
有一次呢
，There was one.
有一个动物园
，There's a zoo.
又杀死好几只老虎。
And also they want to kill a few tigers.
后来动物协会的人就反对。
So there's a zoologist want to go oppose it.
反对他。
And they want to oppose it.
问他为什么
？Why?
他说没有办法了。
They said no way.
我们的老虎生老虎。
Because our tiger begets tigers.
一生就老的叫做老虎。
And our whole life is old.
那么这些老虎长大了。
So when this tiger is grown old,
一只老虎啊
，one tiger
至少一天要吃30公斤到50公斤的肉。
At least one day they could be fed with 30 to 50 kilograms of meat.
那我们去哪里买肉给他吃
？Where do we buy all this meat?
好在你们吃不多，你妈妈一天买一点点鸡肉，不然钱就用完了。
So you don't eat that much. Actually, that's fortunate.
那印尼用什么办？荷兰人很聪明。
No, the Hollands that's a very clever.
在动物园的老虎。
And the tigers in the zoo.
他给他吃什么呢
？What to eat?
吃狗肉。
狗。Dog's meat.
哪里的狗呢
？Which dog?
有荷兰政府在加加达路上有一辆车，抓住走那个乱跑的狗就给他抓去给老虎吃。
So the Dutch government in the street they will find this stray dog and then catch it and then feed it to the tiger.
如果你的狗是这个是德国的猎狗。
So if the German dog
是这个很好的英国狗
，a good dog
是北京狗的话
，and Beijing dog
你要向政府买牌挂在那边，他看到有牌
，you will have a tag actually。
如果你的狗跑来跑去，就把它抓去给老虎。
If the dog without tag, they will catch it and feed it to the tiger.
我才知道啊
，then I realize
政府这么有钱呢
，then the government is so rich。
动物园几只虎他就没有办法养起
，even a few tigers in the zoo they cannot feed it good enough。
上帝是全世界动物千千万万种。每天吃得饱饱，只有上帝有办法，人没有办法。
It is only God who can feed all the animals in the whole world.
因为什么
？Why?
他是天地的主。大家说
，He is the Lord of the whole universe.
他不住人所造的房子。
So he doesn't live in the temple built by man.
你说基督教不是也替上帝建礼拜堂吗
？You say isn't also Christian build churches for God?
你到礼拜堂有看见上帝在那边吗
？So when you go to church, do you see God sitting there?
我小的时候跑到礼拜堂，什么都没有，只有电风扇。
So when I go to the church when I was young, I don't see a God, I see only the fans.
那么基督徒祷告什么的
？So where does the Christian pray?
像电风扇祷告啊。
Bring to the fans，
向这个灯电灯祷告。
Bring to the lamps，
向十字架祷告。
Bring to the cross，
他卫理公会有个习惯，圣公会有这个习惯，祷告全部面向十字架。
And also the Anglican and the Baptist when they pray they face the cross，
我是很不习惯的。
I feel ashamed，
因为我祷告不必要向这个方向，向这个方向。
So I don't pray the directionally to which direction，
因为上帝不躲在那边。
Because God's not hiding there。
有这句我有关这个事情，我讲一个很好听的故事给你。
I want to tell the story。
在印度有一个青年人
，In India also there's a young man。
这个人名字叫做Nana。
Nana，
Guru Nana，
Guru Nana。
他年轻的时候
，When he was young，
他心里想，为什么佛教徒这个拜那个拜一大堆像
？He said why is it that this Buddhism worship a lot of these figures？
哦，印度人呢，牛也拜，蚂蚁也拜，狗也拜，什么都拜。
The Hindu also worship a lot of these animals。
印度教的神有36,000万。
3,000,000。336,000 I'm sorry.
3,600 million.
Million. 3,600 million. I'm sorry.
代表回教徒
，so for the Muslim,
只有 Allah Akbar.
Only have the Allah there.
什么神都没有了
，no other God.
所以他就想，到底哪一个对
？So which is right?
所以这个 Nana 啊
，so this Nana,
他是印度人。
Isn't he?
但是他很向往去明白回教徒信上帝什么
？But he want to understand how the Muslim believe their God.
你叫他求神心切到什么地步
？So he was interested in the search for God.
他从印度走路走到麦加。
He went from walk from India to Macau.
你们找钱很热心的，找神乱来的。
You won't be so jealous as he is.
他找神找走路，不知道走了多少山、多少河、多少旷野、多少树林、多少危险、多少强盗，就一直走走走到阿拉伯。沙地阿拉伯的那个麦卡
He went through all these different ways to Saudi Arabia.
当他到了阿拉伯那一天，已经过了几个月了。
So it was a few months later.
累死了。
He was so exhausted.
他全身脏得不得了。
So he was so
累得不得了。
So exhausted.
因为他是明白回教徒信什么上帝。
So he wanted to understand what kind of God they believe.
一到麦卡的时候。
So when he went there.
他觉得很大的清真寺在那边。
He saw a big mosque.
但是太阳下山。
But then it was sunset.
他没有地方住
，nowhere to stay，
没有朋友
，no friend，
没有钱住旅馆
，no also money to the hotel，
没有东西吃
，nothing to eat，
他要找神嘛
，you want to seek after God。
那边冷，阿拉伯的天气中午很冷，晚上很冷。
因为 the Arab in the daytime is very hot， but night is very cold。
所以太阳下山越来越冷，他就缩成一团，就睡在那大回教堂的门前。
So the after sunset, he curled himself. He was sleeping.
没有怕冷啊，弯一弯比较好。
Curl up yourself when sleep.
睡到一半的时候
，halfway through sleep，
有一个回教的教师来。
And there's a teacher from Islam telling，
踢他的屁股。
And also kick his butt.
嘿，青年人
，young man，
没有礼貌。
Young man，
他吓死了。
He frightened.
为什么
？Why？
为什么你的屁股面向上帝
？Why is your butt face God？
因为他弯来弯去，想不到屁股面向那个。
He faced the side actually.
你的屁股面向上帝
Your butt face God
这个年轻人过来讲一句话变成世界著名的原理你要不要听
So this young man said a statement become the most famous
很伟大的话
statement in the world.
他只讲一句话
He said one thing
先生
Master
请告诉我哪一方面没有上帝
Tell me which direction has no God
使我屁股可以朝向哪一方面
My butt can face that
Please tell me what is the direction where God is not
告诉我哪个方向没有神
Then I can turn my bottom to thatDirection.
然后我的屁股可以朝那边放。
那个回教士刚才踢他的时候呢
，So when that must kick him，
很雄壮。
Very
good. 跟他一问，就跑掉了。
So he ran away actually.
所以这句话为什么变成世界名言呢
？Why has it become the famous thing？
上帝是无所不在的。
God is omnipresent.
大家说，上帝
God is omnipresent.
所以呢
，So
保罗在这里讲什么
？Paul here said，
上帝管理权。
God to control all things.
他不住人手所造的。
He doesn't live in the temple built by man's hand.
不受人的服侍。
And not be served by man.
他不需要人给他吃什么东西。
He doesn't need to be fed by man.
这样伟大的话。
Such a great statement.
两千年前已经写下了。
2000 years ago is recorded.
今天马来西亚还有多少中国人这几句话都听不懂
？Today a lot of Malaysians Malaysia doesn't believe it.
还放几个苹果、几个橘子给我们的神，他就给你发大财。
So if you want to feed with this our fruits，
这是何等可怜的事情
！It's pitiful。
你说我的自由，你不要管我。
It's my freedom。
我不要管你。
I'm not interfering with
you。你知道吗
？Well, you know，
你把假神当作真神的时候，你是得罪了那创造你的上帝。
When you deem the false God as true God, then you're going against the true God.
我们这样讲不是要管你
，We're not controlling you.
是要提醒你
，That's to remind you.
使你知道
，So that you know.
你的上帝
，Your God
是真神
，Is a true God.
他创造你
，He created you.
而你是活人
，And you are living man.
你拜一个死的神
，You worship dead God.
你把假神代替真神
，And with this dead God, you deem as a true God.
你是得罪了。
You are actually wrong against your own God.
保罗讲完这个以后
，After Paul said this，
他先讲背面的哈，
一
讲这个消极的，他不受人的服侍，他不住人的店，他不能给他东西吃，结果说他反倒把生命气息赐给所有的人。
That he doesn't live in man built temple as to be served by man, but then he gives life to man. He said，
感谢上
帝。Positively，
首先你明白了
，You understand，
真正的神
，True God，
是创造者。
The creator
是保护者
，the provider
是管理者
，the controller
是供应者
，the one to provide and protect。
大家说，真正的神，创造者、保护者、管理者，是供应者。
He's the provider, protectors, a creator.
He provide，
他供应
；He protects，
他保护
；He create，
他创造
；He guides。
他同样带领
，He illuminates，
他这个照明我们。
你说我怎么知道这个事
？How do I know？
Because he revealed all this to us。
因为他把这一切都向我起名了，
感谢上帝 ，Praise God。所以这位上帝是有主权的上帝。
So this God is God with sovereignty。
啊，现在我要把上帝的主权的几个范围提出来。
So I want to mention a few realms of God's sovereignty。
第一
，The first，
上帝是创造者
，God is a creator。
所以他是整个宇宙有主权的治理者。
So he is actually the one who will control and master of all those with power.
The one who governed over.
The one who governed over.
他管理被造的一切。
So he's the one to govern over all things.
第二样。
The second.
时间空间是他所造的。
Time and space are created by him.
所以他是管理历史的上帝。
So he's the one who governs over history.
你说这个我很少听到。
So it's very seldom I heard this.
我相信很多基督徒做了几十年基督徒很少听到这一类的东西。
Even Christian, after they become Christian for years, you have not heard this.
什么叫做管理历史？
What are the one who governs over the history?
就是人类历史这几千年中间的。
You know, this few thousand of history of man.
你看见上帝的手常常无形中的在改变整个历史的。
You see that God's hand invisibly is intervening.
就叫做历史的主宰。
That God is the master of the world.
第三
Thirdly,
上帝在政权的交替中间。
God in the changing of political systems.
在特定的时刻。
At a special time.
一定参与在里面。
He will intervene.
这个不是人民普选可以决定。
Not something to be decided by general election.
这是第三样。
That's the third.
第四样
，the fourth，
在社会中间
，in the society，
上帝有时用他特别的干预来把整个社会的动向做一些方向改变。
Sometimes God uses special intervention to change direction of society。
最后
，and finally，
上帝的个人的生命中间
，and in our personal life，
他也正在管理我。
God also is governing over us，
就是神的主权。
God's sovereignty.
好，现在我只做一个例子，我就今天要结束。
I use an illustration to end this session.
就是二十世纪
，the 20th century.
我们人类发生几次大战呢
？Now how many big wars that we have?
几次啊？两次。第一次
，the first，
1914到1918
，1914 to 1918。
第二次
，the second，
1939到1946
，1936 to 1946。
三九到四零的时候。
So from 39 to 40,
欧洲先战。
First started with Europe.
到四四的时候
，41 to 44,
我们看见全世界太平洋也发生大战。
We now the whole world involved even Pacific Ocean.
1945年的时候
，When it comes to 1945,
原子弹炸在广岛跟长崎。
When this atomic bomb was dropping into Nagasaki and Hiroshima,
那么日本天皇。才决定投降。
So the emperor of Japan surrendered.
那我讲这件事，告诉你，历史不是人决定，是上帝参与的。
So when I say this, I want to say that the history is not made by man, but God intervened.
因为神是有主权的上帝。
Because God is a God of sovereignty.
我跟许牧师到美国讲道的时候。
So when I went to America to pray with Reverend Cole.
我们在 Dayton 的地方。
In Dayton.
参观了世界最大的军事博物馆。
So we visited the Museum of Military Power in America.
最重要的空军战机我们都看到了。
We see all these this.
后来远远的看见一粒大大的东西，胖胖的这样。
We see fighter and we see something big.
我就一直走过去。
I walk over there.
看见上面的题目叫 Little Boy.
And it's called Little Boy.
Little Boy 是什么？
You know what's that Little Boy?
就是同样的这种炸弹炸到日本的。广岛的那次炸弹叫做 Little Boy.
That same atomic bomb was dropped in Hiroshima.
我就站在这个炸弹面前，差不多几分钟的时间。
So I stood there for a few minutes.
哇，我就想造这种炸弹，一粒这样的东西可以炸死几十万人在几秒钟里面。
Only with this size of a bomb, with a few seconds, can kill so many people.
我的头脑就引起了第二次世界大战结束要死。结束以前，广岛的人是凄惨的形势。
So I can visualize actually the kind of pitiful scene when it was being dropped there.
Atomic bomb.
原子弹
是根据爱因斯坦的 E is equal to mc square 的原理把它做成功。
It's made according to the E is equal to mc square by Einstein.
你们知道我在讲什么吗
？Know what I'm saying?
你们知道吗？爱因斯坦的理论
，Einstein's
E is equal to mc square.
E is equal to mc square.
能量等于质量乘光速的平方。
Energy is equal to the mass, the product of mass, the time, the speed of light.
所以你用原子爆炸的原理。
So you use the explosiveness of an atomic bomb.
你可以用这样小的一杯的东西
，with that small glass,
炸死整个基隆部的人。
You can kill the whole Kel people.
哦，这个炸不是碰到才爆炸。
It is not when it drops to the earth and it explodes.
这个炸是在空中爆炸才厉害。
It explodes in the air, actually.
现在你枪弹啾，这子弹到这里你才死了。
So when the bullet can hit you, then you die.
那么就只能打死这个地方了。
So you kill here, actually.
虽然中了也不一定死了。
You may not die.
但是炸弹在空中爆炸的时候
，Well, when a bomb explodes in the air,
辐射线。好，几公里，那几公里的人，几十万人一同死。
That radiation spread a few kilometers, and those people there would die.
哇，那个时候真可怕。
It was beautiful.
那么日本天王以为日本就是天上掉下来皇教的天王。
The emperor in Japan thought that they're great.
他以为要把美国炸就炸，打的什么下面就下面，他最厉害。
He said, "Remember, I want to bomb whichever country I want, bomb, bomb."
有一天
，one day，
人家对他说
，People told him，
广岛不广了，不倒了。
And these are the two Hiroshima and Nagasaki no more there.
广岛完了
，Nagasaki and Hiroshima no more there.
天王说：“你在讲什么
？”The emperor said, "What are you saying?"
告诉我清楚一点。
Clearly, you understand.
叫他们打电话过来。
Ask them to call me.
广岛的电话都断了。
And Hiroshima also the all the cables are.
叫广播电台拨给我。
And interrupted.
广播电台都倒了。
Broadcast to me.
叫广岛的
broadcaster there.
广岛的市长自己来告诉我。
And let the mayor tell me himself.
广岛市长也被炸掉了。
Even the mayor was killed.
在讲什么话
？What are you saying?
他不相信。
He doesn't believe.
第二天有人再传。
The second day, people pass a message to him again.
广岛附近人跑到这个。东京来
and people from there come up to even Tokyo.
被原子弹炸过的人
，so those who bomb at the bomb
有的全身的皮三分之一做伤
，and one third were burned with the skin.
有的死得很凄惨
，some died so horrifying.
后来算出来十几万人死了
，and hundreds of thousands people died.
我不管
，I don't care.
日本天王好骄傲
，and they were proud. Actually.
美国说、啊、你不管
，America say you don't care.
再一个、啊、
，okay, one more.
再一个
，one more，
这次在 Nagasaki，
Nagasaki，
又在这样
，and the same thing，
现在他发抖
，now he tremble，
他后来，我投降
，I surrender，
现在人是不爱投降的，人就是硬道理
，man doesn't want to surrender，
人是很笨的，你知道
，man is a fool，
就是你不要告对
，so you want to fight to the end，
fight to the end，
fight to the end，
用自杀的办法来报仇，以后再上天堂，哪里会上
？Even suicide, you are thought you will go to heaven。
马哈蒂都说不会上。
马哈蒂 said no。
马哈蒂谁上过天堂？告诉我。
Who have gone to heaven? Tell me。
那些回教徒很笨的。
Those foolish Muslims。
嘣，爆炸了，我死你也死啊，我上天堂。
They commit suicide and suicide bombing. They thought that they go to heaven。
因为有一些这种极端的回教徒。
Because these are extreme Muslims。
他相信什么呢
？They believe what？
为圣战而流一滴血，胜过祈祷一万次。
If you were to shed blood for the holy war, for one drop of blood is better than you fight for the thousands of wars.
在地上稍微接触，天上千万美女等你去享受。
So even if you die, you will go and enjoy yourself there.
所以他们的天堂是天上一大堆美女等你的。
So the heaven has many beautiful girls there.
我们不是这样看。
Not with us.
圣经说你要行真理。
The Bible says God walk in truth.
真正的爱。
And truly,
真正的良善。
True goodness.
真正的圣洁。
And true holiness.
你回到神那里。
Can you go back to God?
好，现在我回头看了。
Coming back.
这些呢，以为炸弹炸完了，他就上天堂。
They say that after suicide bombing, they will go to heaven.
这是错误的信仰。
The wrong belief.
那么呢，这些呢，在天皇被炸以后就投降的。
So these people they surrender after the bomb.
你问为什么他投降
？You ask why?
因为原子弹。
Because atomic bomb.
为什么原子弹会炸
？Why atomic bomb?
因为美国造出来的。
Because
为什么美国造出来
？Why America make it?
我告诉你啊，美国是没有资格做原子弹的。
America is qualified, not qualified to make atomic bomb.
我在美国讲的，我敢讲这个话。
I say the same thing in America.
因为美国自从了三个哲学家 Charles Peirce, William James, 跟这个 Dewey, John Dewey, 这个 pragmatism 影响一下。
After the influence of these three pragmatists in America,
什么理论都不要。
They want to throw all theory away.
有用的我才做，别人不管。
Something with practical and pragmatic, they want it.
所以是。用主义是把美国害死了
，so pragmatism has killed America。
因为什么？没有用的我不用，没有用的我不读。
Because something with can
我要的就是能够用的。
I don't want all this. They don't want theory。
这种思想太浅
，so shallow。
因为呢，爱因斯坦找的理论根本平常用不来的。
So the Einstein theory cannot be used ordinarily。
但是那样深的理论有什么用呢？又不能赚钱。
Just that theory cannot make money for you。
等你真正明白的时候
，When you truly know it，
你可以用最少的武器杀最多的敌人。
You can use the most least weapon to kill the most number of people。
所以当时的美国根本没有这种头脑。
So America doesn't have this sort of brain actually。
但德国早有这个头脑。
But Germany has that。
那么我问你。
And ask,
既然这些头脑在德国
，So all these men are in Germany.
为什么后来德国咋办
Why is that the German was defeated?
为什么美国打胜？
Why is America won?
因为研究这个都是德国人。
Because all the Germans who studied this.
后来第二次世界大战，德国败，美国胜，为什么？
But in the Second World War, why is that German were defeated but not America?
神的主权。
It's God's sovereignty.
你听明白了吗？
Understand?
当希特拉说我反对犹太人的时候，
When Hitler said that I want to anti-Jews,
他就想一个办法。
He thought of a way.
我们德国，
We as Germans,
你们这些犹太人在这里，
and these Jews are here,
你们很有钱，
You are rich,
我们受你们欺压，
So we are oppressed by you,
我把你们杀死了，
I'm
going to kill you, 起来，
I want to kill you.
最笨的人就会把对方杀死，你就会起来，就是最笨的人。
The most foolish people thought that when you kill, then you rise up as a nation.
如果你是坏心的人，
You are evil-hearted,
你盼望竞争这一个事实你就厉害。
So you thought that competitor one will die very good.
那就你走希特拉的路。
So you're walking the way of Hitler.
那么当你这个杀那个杀这个杀，上帝天上啊，你一直杀。
So when you kill one by one, God says, "Are you killing?"
等我啊。
Wait.
等我下来啊。
Wait, I'll come.
你不要太坏蛋啦。
Don't be too evil.
希特勒，来，我就不相信你。
Hitler says, "You come, you come."
啊，你等啊。
You wait.
我告诉你啊，他杀犹太人什么杀法呢
？How did he kill the Jews?
比如说。
For instance,
这里的人说
，People here say，
为什么华人个个发财，我们马来人就辛苦
？Why
华人杀死
？Why is the Chinese are so rich and we are poor, so we kill all Chinese？
那么如果是这样的话
，If that is so，
你就明白当时希特拉怎样恨犹太人。
So then you will understand how the this Hitler hate the Jews。
所以希特拉用什么办法
？What method did he use？
把地挖一个大洞。
You dig a big hole。
其实全东南亚最懂得地的大洞的就是马来西亚，因为你们很多锡矿都是一个洞一个洞。
We have this tin mine, actually big holes there。
那么弄好了以后呢
？After they dig that big hole，
把犹太人几千几千脱光衣服叫他们进到洞里。
Thousands and thousands of these Jews are stripped and then put into the pit。
然后就把那个这个挖死的管。
And then this gas pipe。
喷在他们全身上
，and gas was spray on them，
然后就点火
，and then light it，
几千个活活烧死
，and thousands of thousands are burned alive。
二十世纪啊
，you know that was 20th century。
最有文化的德国
，most cultured German，
出一个魔王希特拉
，and with this Hitler，
这样被挖死烧死的犹太人多少？你知道
？and those are killed by this gas burning。
你知道多少
？how many？
一共多少？多少啊？有没有二十万？多少？六百五十万。
6.5 million，
就是现在马来西亚的差不多三分之一人口。
About one third of Malaysian population today。
650万犹太人。
6.5 million of Jews
被杀。
Were killed。
被烧死。
Were burned to death。
也不必买棺材，因为就在坑里面，泥土放回去就完。
They don't have to buy coffin because it's just buried。
集体埋葬。
And in a mass。
恨犹太人到这个地。
They hate the Jews。
怪不得哈。
No。
现在这一片 The Passion of Christ。
The Passion of Christ。
现在犹太人很怕。来救我！杀这个人，罪归给我们与我的子孙。他很怕，就根据这句话，回教徒去杀他。
And to kill this man, his blood, the children with blood, the sin come to us and our descendants.
马来西亚很厉害的，人家电影还没有弄出来，这边已经有翻版的，已经在卖。
Where are VCD here? Pirate VCD.
那么人家配一片用几千万，这边的几块钱就弄出来。
People use millions of dollars to do that. So it and then we.
好了，我不讲那个了哈。好，那么上帝说
，God said，
希特拉你杀人呢
？Hitler you kill。
好，你看我，你等我。
Okay， wait for me。
因为他恨犹太人。
Because he hates Jews。
那些会做原子弹的都是犹太人。
So those who can make atomic bombs are Jews。
他们说德国，拜拜。
他们。拜拜，拜拜 to you。
他们就跑到美国去。
So they went to America。
美国就 welcome。
America said we welcome you。
所以美国笨笨的变成会做原子弹。
So even though they are fools, they can make atomic bombs。
德国会做原子弹全部跑掉了。
But all those ones in German went to America. Why？
人意不如天意，大家说。
Because mind is higher than man's mind。
人意不如天意，掌管天地万物的主宰。
The Lord who is in control of heaven and earth。
他是掌管历史。
It's the one who is in mastership of human history.
单单举一个例子。
Oh, just one example.
如果明天有时间。
Tomorrow you have time.
我就举一些政治的例子。
I bring to you some political examples.
当人类的历史走了一段。
When the history comes to a certain stage.
走歪了。
Astray.
歪越厉害的时候。
Astray.
上帝说。
Astray. 回来。Turn back.
神的主权。
What sovereignty?
就干预了。
When they intervene.
你一直看整个历史是这样。
Your worst history is such.
求主帮助你
，Let God will help you。
你不要笨
Don't miss a fool.
不要自以为聪明。
Don't think you're intelligent.
不要抵挡上帝。
Don't go against God.
今天晚上
Tonight.
让我们在神的面前
That we come before God.
降服
That you yourself.
在他的主权的下面
Before his sovereignty.
对这个主啊
Tell his Lord.
我感谢你
God, thank you.
你是创造者
You are creator.
你是管理者
You are controller.
你是供应者
You are provider.
Amen. 我们低头祷告
Let us pray.
我们低头的时候